Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call of ISA-SETIP to announce the project that won in ANEEL's auction. This conference call is being recorded, and all participants will be connected in listen-only mode. Later on, we are going to have a questions and answers session when instructions will be provided for you to participate. If you need any assistance during this conference call, please press star zero. The audio and the slide deck of this conference call are being simultaneously presented on the internet at the address www.isasetip.com.br/ri. At this address, you may also find the presentation for you to follow and download. Before continuing, we would like to say that statements made during this conference call relative to the company's business prospects, operational and financial projections and goals are beliefs and assumptions of the company's management, and they are based on information currently available. Forward-looking statements involve risks and uncertainties because they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that the general economic scenario and other operational factors may affect the future performance of ISA-SETIP and lead to results that will be materially different from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, with us, we have Mr. Alexander Gregory Filho, Investor Relations and CFO, and ISA-SETIP Investor Relations team. Now, we would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Gregory. Please, Mr. Gregory. Good morning, everybody. Yesterday was a very important day for ISA-SETIP, and we are very happy with the results of the auction because we reached what we wanted to happen that day. Now we are going to explain to you what happened in the auction. And then we will open for questions and answers. So on slide number two, the auction, there were 12 lots available, more than 12,000 kilometers of generation lines, of transmission lines rather. And as an invitation to bid, there was 7.84% in average time of different lots of delivering 58 months. And smaller projects have shorter deadlines. In the auction, we won three lots with a discount of 60%, and ISA-SETIP won three lots with an average 66% discount, and this provided to the company based on the investment for future years 1.3 billion BRLs and 76 million. So the first point here was the selection of the lots. As we said before, the company reached its goals and the expected results in the lots where we bid, and this was the result of a very careful analysis of our internal teams, considering the synergies that the company has with other projects that we already have, either in construction or in operation, as you're going to see in the next slide, and other competitive advantages, considering the size of ISA-SETIP's operation, and we have been purchasing lots of equipment for different lines, newer lines, in the most recent auctions, and also considering our basic structure in the state of São Paulo, and this provides us competitive advantages to negotiate with suppliers, unions, and other stakeholders. The company's investment capacity is also important to assess, considering that the lots that we won and the company is at a position with small leverage. This is easy for us to invest, and we also considered all environmental, macroeconomic, engineering, and property conditions that may be helpful, and based on that, we select major investments and what really makes sense for the company to acquire so that the company is capable of bidding competitively and based on economic conditions and overall conditions, considering risk, industry-specific factors and projects. The company assess the appropriate profitability for the lots, and then we define which are the lots that we are going to bid in. This is the criteria that we used and which took more than 6 months for us and to design and to get into all the details. And this made it possible for us to have very competitive bids in the lots that we wanted, more specifically 1, 6, and 7. Now, on the next slide, and in looking at the table on the right-hand side, there is a summary of the lots, the location. So Mato Grosso, São Paulo, and the south of Minas Gerais, and in Rio Grande do Sul. And on the map on the left-hand side, you can see the geographical location of the lots, and then you can see what were the references for synergy that the company found. So as an example, for Lot 1 in Rio Grande do Sul, here we are talking about a project of transmission lines of 470 kilometers and more than 2,000 MVA, close to assets that the company already has in Biguaçu in the south of the country. In São Paulo, Lot 6 in Mato Grosso in São Paulo is the second asset that the company already has. We are already operating in those states, so this provides great synergies, both considering regional knowledge and also the operation and construction. And Lot 7, 170 kilometers of transmission lines and more than 1,500 MVA, is close to other assets that we already have, such as Votuporanga and our subsidiary in MG, and that also makes it possible for us to benefit from synergies both in works management and knowledge of the region, which provides us advantages for us to be very competitive in delivering the project.
Here we can see a table with data of each of the projects. I'm not going to go into details because you are all familiar with them. Let us now move to the next slide, where we have all the information about our competitive advantages. These are the reasons why CTEP has reached the levels of discounts that we obtained in this auction, relationship with suppliers, the fact that the company has been building 9 ongoing projects which have been acquired in auctions for the past 3 years. One of them means 3.8 billion BRL with Enel, and as a consequence, we have, it has given us very good negotiation leverage. Our track record in executing projects in terms of improvement of our grids and also new projects have also led us to reaching better management capabilities of projects, which is also a competitive advantage. We also have IT innovation, use of appropriate electronics, factors that really favor our operation and the development and construction of the projects. It all leads to additional synergy. We also offer engineering solutions that reduce risk and increase returns. We have an engineering team in our company which is highly experienced, most of them over 20 years in the company. And as a consequence, we can study our projects in-house and reach conditions that can really lead to risk reduction. We have expertise in the whole life cycle of our business, from project design, implementation, and actual operation. As a consequence, we can be really highly effective. Our company has high level of expertise in O&M. We have operated in different facilities, and for a while, the company has a history since the creation of basic line grids here in the state of São Paulo, which really shows us great capability. Anticipation of a startup, which is a very significant factor. We have recently informed the delivery of Lot 25, from 2017, 17 months before the expected deadline set by ANEEL. It shows that all our leverage and capabilities funnel down to producing better and added value to ANEEL. We have a very robust balance that provides competitive capital structure. Low leverage with a AAA rating according to Fitch. So we have a competitive structure and a number of alternatives for fundraising. Traditional banks for fundings, general conditions of credit lines that really lead to added value in implementing all of these projects. We have highly consolidated relationship with our stakeholders. CTEP is highly respected in the industry thanks to all our history. Therefore, in the regions where we were awarded the lots, we have knowledge and relationships with all the stakeholders that are part of the implementation of such projects. Good relationships, we get along quite well with them, and we are also acknowledged by the high level of our deliverables, our commitment with the environment, with all the different players, and as a consequence, the whole process may be streamlined throughout its everyday implementations. And finally, CapEx optimization. Lot 25 was delivered in advance before the deadline, and we have observed throughout the implementation of the 3.8 billion BRL significant reduction of our investments, really considering all the traditional CapEx, showing great optimization of our goals and our own capability to really operate and deal with our projects in a very robust and efficient way. In a nutshell, our competitive advantages really indicate that ISA CTIPS had an expected result from the auction yesterday, because we pre-select the projects of our interest, and based on that, we use our advantages, competitive advantages, to really win the auction. We really expected it to be a very competitive auction, similarly to previous experience. The Brazilian market offers very interesting conditions with a reduction of interest rates, stable inflation rates. In addition to economic conditions that have been improving throughout the quarters. As a consequence, investments made in different industries where we have guaranteed revenues offer lower risks, really showing as potential opportunities to competitors. To conclude, and before we open for the Q&A, I would like to say that the result of this auction was the action of different areas, commitment of different areas involving engineering, new business, environment, operations. All areas were really engaged in preparing our bid for the auction. Therefore, we have succeeded in our best efforts. I would like to publicly thank the work of all our teams and wish happy holidays to everyone. So now hope you can enjoy your time off back with your families and dear ones, because it's been a very busy year and we all deserve some rest. So we've covered the whole presentation. And now I'd like to open for the Q&A session. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to start our Q&A session. To ask a question, please type star 1. To get it from the queue, press star 2. The first question comes from Marcelo Sá from Banco Itaú. Hi, good morning. Thank you for this call. I would like to know some more details about the assumptions you relied on. Something that really attracted our attention was this level of average discount of 60% in the auction. And we know that ANEEL has reviewed its price list, so we expected the regulatory CapEx to be closer to the effective CapEx of the companies. So we expected discounts to be lower. Tell us about the rationale of such a high discount rate, and which are the assumptions that would indicate that you would outperform concerning the regulatory areas. What would be the EBITDA margins of this project? Would it be 85, 90%? What is the leverage assumption ex regulatory? Because to generate a positive MVP, you would have to leverage it much higher than that. So please go into details about the assumptions and what you expect to reduce of the CapEx and regulatory affairs so that we understand whether you're going to generate value or not.
So we are not going to disclose all the assumptions. We are just going to tell you about the direction we are looking towards. The first driver in terms of value generation in this type of project is the early go-live date, and this has an additional effect, and much of the results are direct results of the project. And here, as we have a detailed knowledge of the project, detailed of the region, we understand that we are capable of conducting interesting work. And I'm not going to disclose everything to you, but I noted that there are market indications of advances close to the 12 months, and I can tell you of the project that we delivered 18 months earlier. And so what makes it possible for companies to have discounts higher than analysts have been expected on the whole, that is because the market capacity in which CETEP is part is to having more advances than what analysts can identify. So we delivered recently a project with 18. Likewise, the reduction of the ANEEL's CAPEX. ANEEL has been working in terms of reviewing its price database. And not all prices have the same terms for negotiation. And these are specific conditions of the company. So analysts have indicated something close to 25% CAPEX. But I think that overall premiums have been able to attain discounts even greater. And this is a good reference of how to generate value. I think that the overall macroeconomic scenario, stable inflation, reduction of interest rates, so transmission debt bonds with an effective low risk of performance have a benefit in terms of cost of the debt. So a project, a transmission project with a low performance risk, and then we have good or very competitive leverage conditions, and we have differentiated conditions in leverage and to structured profitability that is good for shareholders. And there are conditions that relate to tax conditions that we identified and this is very clear in terms of the benefits and the funding structure where we can leverage the holding and have a loan considering the holding's resources and assets makes it possible for us to have conditions that are very favorable for shareholders. So these are the levers that we use and the main players can use considering their strength and considering the location of each project. And so this makes it possible for the overall, for the whole to be attractive. So there are macroeconomic conditions that make it possible for the debt structure to be very competitive. Not all players have these terms. Maybe I could be more specific in my question. There was another auction that CETIP bid, and you had high discounts that you were offering with an expectation of a 50% reduction in CAPEX. So companies are talking about 2025. For example, when we saw the loss that Taesa won last year, and what they are delivering is something around 15% in CAPEX reduction. So this range seems to be very wide, so it depends on how each player negotiate. And I know you cannot disclose much. It's very hard to have an idea of value generation when you look at a discount level that is really huge as you had in your auction, in theory with a capex that should be closer to reality in a scenario that has other conditions too. So you might bid because you are looking into the future and your debt cost would go down, and maybe the debt cost will not go down as much as it did last year. And I know in the past you used to give more information, what is the level or bit the margin that you are seeing. I know there is in 1 year in terms of advances and how much the capex reduction for each one of those lots, because just looking at the overall information, it's difficult for us to calculate what is the value that the company is generating. What I can tell you in terms of capex is the following. For the lots where there are many transmission lines, you are more likely to have a lower capex variation. For projects where there are substations, and then depending on the bargaining power of each player and they have negotiation margins that might be differentiated, then we have larger capex savings. So within the range that you mentioned for 15 to 50%, when there are lots with more substations, the trend of larger companies that can buy big, they are in the upper part of the range. I understand that you want to have more information to do your calculations, and I am trying to give you more overall information for you to analyze not just our bids, but the auction as a whole. So as this auction as a whole had more substations and more pieces of equipment that have higher negotiation terms, and so the whole auction may present discount conditions that are higher. Okay, thank you very much.
The next question comes from Andres Sampaio, Santander. Good morning. I would like to ask a question. Looking ahead, the strategy for future auctions, would it be the same? Looking for specific lots and presenting aggressive bids to really keep on growing within the same strategy, is it your plan for next year?
Well, yes, this is exactly the idea.
The company has been focusing on this strategy, working in independent auctions, regardless of size, how big the auction is. This is going to be our purpose, focusing on some key lots because of specific conditions and carry out stress studies so that when we come to present our final proposal, it also indicates our knowledge about it and the competitive advantage of the company. So the strategy that we have followed this time, which turned out to be successful, we are very satisfied with the results we've achieved, and we really want to maintain the same strategy for the future. Few lots in each auction, but analyzed in details so that when we develop our assumptions of capex, of operations, of debt management, we would be absolutely sure that we will carrying out the right project to be implemented, taking into consideration all the needs to be as competitive as possible. Great. Thank you.
The next question comes from Pedro Massadin, Goldman Sachs. Pedro's line is disconnected. Please hold. If there are no further questions, I'd like now to hand it over to Alessandro for his closing remarks. Well, to conclude, I'd like to once again thank the work of our internal team, their dedication, which has been instrumental to the result of our auction. I'd like to wish you all Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I hope that 2020 brings us new opportunities of investments. We hope to see better economic conditions, stability of regulatory affairs, and a adjustment to the whole industry, and hope that the electrical industry can really attract the right investments to strengthen its performance, leading to sustainable growth, which is what we all expect to reach. Thank you all very much. Thank you. The call is now closed. We would like to thank you all for standing by. Have a nice day. Thank you.